Lane Mitchell Show on Sonic 102.9.
Brian Burton, Danger Mouse, Mr. Mouse, Mr. Burton, Brian, which would you prefer?
Any of those is fine.
Congratulations on Broken Bells being named to Coachella.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, man.
You know, I always imagine, you know, because you're sort of like the production guy, you know, like producing the new U2 album and, you know, Black Keys stuff and all that kind of thing. There's got to be a lot of pressure on the live show from Broken Bells. Is that true? Do you feel that?
I think the first time there was more pressure because we started playing shows before the album was out, and we didn't know if anybody was going to like it, and I had never played drums in front of anybody before, so I was really nervous the first time. This time, I should be more nervous, but I'm not so much.
Now, Holding On For Life is a freaking cool tune, man. It really is. That a theremin I hear?
It's a fake theremin. I couldn't play a real theremin if I tried. They're really difficult to play.
One of the things I noticed, the first time I played it on the radio, I'm like, new Broken Bells. I started getting a flood of texts, people saying, hey, what was that kind of Bee Gees-esque kind of sound?
Yeah, that kind of happened accidentally. James was singing around on the song. We sat back and listened, and it sounded like the Bee Gees. It wasn't intentional. It just was, but we liked the Bee Gees, so you know, why not just use it? It was almost too much.
In terms of what we can expect for the rest of the album, is that fairly representative, would you say?
I'd say absolutely not. No, I think it's doesn't sound anything else. Nothing else on the album sounds like that particularly, but it's a little faster and a little sadder than the first album, I guess, if anybody's heard that or whatever. But that was a very different sounding song. We hadn't done anything like it. I remember when we played it back for people, I said, this song is either going to be the first single or it's not going to make the album, one of the two.
Now, we're going to play that track in just a second here. First, I understand you did some production on the upcoming U2 record. Now, they're revealing all the details, of course, at Super Bowl, but are you able to shed some light on that at all?
I wish I could. I can only really talk about stuff when it's done. It's way better to talk about stuff after you're finished with it than while it's going on. You know, a band that's as big as U2, you know, you just kind of want to... It's their band. It's their thing. If they want to talk about it, if they want to say stuff, that's up to them. It's not really my place to talk about what they're doing.
When are we going to see Broken Bells up in Edmonton?
Oh, man, I've never been. I think there's plans to tour Canada. I'm pretty sure there are. They're telling me new stuff every day. So hopefully this time around we can do it.
Thank you so much, Brian Burton of Broken Bells.
All right, man. Take care.
Catch this interview and other off-air highlights in this week's Lane Mitchell Show podcast. Free on iTunes and at Sonic1029.com.